Welcome to my forest, dear one. Fear not. You'll see me in a moment. You'll be glad when you do. I simply wish to calm your nerves first. We are alone, you and I. I'm sorry if you thought you were truly alone out here in the woods, but you did set up camp right next to one of my favorite trees. Please stand where you are, dear one. You'll feel my arms slide around your waist in just a moment. Are you ready? It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? This closeness, the still of the night, the scent of the forest. Just one kiss on your neck before you can see me. Is that fair, dear one? Well said. And here's your kiss. Now, you may turn around to see me. Oh dear, you flatter me. It's not so often that I have company in this forum. I truly do appreciate your kind words. You would know me in your tongue as a dryad, I believe. I slept in the tree against which you sat, waking to discover the warmth of a nearby fire and an even closer companion. Fear it? My dear, the fire is as holy to me as the kiss I gave you. You see, without the flame, I cannot hope for my tree's offspring to open and create new life. You are so polite. So concerned with my well-being. Such a perfect disposition on such a perfect evening. Would you like to know, my dear, why tonight is the perfect night? How astute. Perhaps you have some idea, some deep, numinous urge, and that is what drew you out into the woods tonight. These woods, where for as long as your kind and mine have existed, we shared the most exquisite sacraments. May I take your hand, dear one? Is my touch not the most delicate, smooth, and comforting you have ever felt? I can tell you think so. Your heart beats with an invigorating tempo. So much like mine when we touch. Yes. Your touch makes my heart race too, my dear. Now, let me show you why this clearing drew everything natural inside you to be here tonight. Over by the tree, between us and the pond, can you see them? The first meeting between a dryad and a human. Even though the image of their memory is silent, you can see the connection, the tenderness, the desire that they shared. See how she disrobes her lover with such care. Like me, she emerged from the tree, but the roughness of bark is nowhere to be found on her skin. See how hungrily her lover indulges in the softest, most fragrant parts of her flesh. She has never felt these sensations before. No dryad ever had. And now, the moment where the two lovers, their faces contorted in ecstasy, give life to the seed inside of her. See her legs pull them together, her arms seeking to desperately draw the two of them into the same space. See how her lithe body arches in climax. And so begin a natural process as inexorable as the seasons. Now, near the fire, another memory forms. Another dryad, countless seasons later, pulled tightly into the lap of her lover, hands, lips, tongue, all move with wanton lust over her body, all utterly desperate to give her pleasure, to hear more of her frenzied cries of passion. How perfect are her breasts, her hips, the perfectly carved details of her form, so enticing, so responsive to the want of her lover. See her eyes widen, her mouth open in surprise at the sudden explosion of creation inside her. See how her little toes point and wiggle in time with her body's climax. Such moments of bliss simply don't exist between two humans, my dear. Not quite like that. Now, may I hold you in my own arms? May I feel your arms around my frame, pulled close so that I can feel you respond to the memory forming against my own tree? Thank you, my dear one. You hold me with such warmth and presence. Is that what you see behind me? A dryad, so many seasons ago, pressed firmly from behind by her lover. Can you see the harried excitement of their movements together? You can almost hear the sheer delight in their squeals. Imagine how her lover must feel the intensity of the sensations to cause such a cry of orgasmic release into the night. It's perfectly okay. You can move your hands wherever you'd like. You have my permission. Their cries are not brief, are they, my dear? Their bodies are shaking like your hands against the curves of my behind. Let me slip your leg between mine. Can you feel the warmth there? If you were unclothed, as they were, you might feel the slickness of my growing excitement at your touch. Oh dear, how they kiss with such love in the afterglow of their joining. How she sheds tears of happiness at the fresh creation of life. Yes, my dear, I think you know what will happen here tonight. I can feel it in the shuddering of your muscles as your hands find my... Ah. Yes. Yes. Feel my body grip your exploring fingers. Do what you will. Kiss where you like. I need your skin against mine. I need us. Oh, my dear, slide your fingers out of me. Grip the back of my head as I kneel before you and finish disrobing you. My dear, oh, my sweet dear, your scent is driving me wild. Please, may I taste you? I've got you. You'll not fall as I hold you. Oh, dear one. Your taste is intoxicating. Oh, my love, see my eyes as I look up at you. Tenderly handling your most sacred parts. Oh, dear one, I wish you could feel how I feel to see you look at me like that. Now watch as I crawl to your bedroll. Does the sight of my hindquarters, my secret parts exposed in their ripeness, excite you? Oh, my dear one. Your words send lightning up my spine. How this place of sleep smells of you. Would you take me as I am now? As the beasts do. Your hands on my hips as I howl on all fours. Or would you take me face to face? With me on my back. My legs open to you, inviting you to seek your pleasure as I wrap myself around you. My love, I can see the glistening of your excitement at the thought of me wrapped around you. Our lips and bodies locked in lovemaking. Come to me, my love. Come and worship me in this sacred place among the ancient trees. Take me as your own. Take me as your lover. Take me as your goddess. Come to me now. Yes. Oh. Worship me, my love. Quiver and... yes. Be one with me. Be part of me. Yes. Right there. Don't close your eyes, sweet one. Look upon me. Appreciate the beauty of your lover. Don't be afraid to stare. Yes. Your hands. Your tongue. Yes. Yes. I have waited so long for you. I have waited you. Oh, wanted you in my dreams. Your every part inside me, sliding over, through, into me. Such intensity I could never have imagined. Feel my touch, my dear. Let the smoothness of my touch slide over your glistening body. Yes. Does that please you, my lover? Does your forest goddess excite you as you excite her? Yes. Can you feel those who joined here before you? Their bodies joined with ours. Oh, my lover, look into my eyes. Will you create life in me? Say it. I need you to say it. Say it. Yes. More. Yes. Give me more. Oh, my love. Yes. I'm going to. Yes. I can feel it, my love. I can feel our love spreading through my body. It's life. The great sacrament of nature. You, me, we were incredible. They're smiling upon us, my love. The ancients of nature who joined here before us. They are one with us now. Come, lay down on me and relax, my love. Place your head upon my breasts. My dear. Your kisses are sweeter than any nectar. Calm your heart, my dear. The night is far from over, and I will be here in this place, yours to worship, until you come to rest below the branches of my tree with me, as we return to the earth in each other's arms.